show's going well. I mean, for someone who's not famous, it's pretty good. Didn't swear once. I'm pretty proud. Not once. All right. The career's going well now. It actually is. I mean, I'm not famous, but when I started, it was awful. I gotta be honest. When I started comedy, I was a 30-year-old man living in a tent, divorced and living in a tent at 30. That's when I started. Divorced and living in a tent, which was, I could have like slept on couches, but I wanted the tent so that I'd have more privacy for crying. Turns out it's very hard to cry in a tent in the woods. First time I did that, I started crying and then I heard something outside. Yeah, I couldn't get it out of my head. If you're crying in the woods, there's a bear or a mountain lion thinking, hey, is that a wounded animal? So I was in that tent, and it was tough. You don't want to tell. It's tougher for kids. That's who divorce is horrible for. They live in two different worlds now. That's very hard with different rules. Those irreconcilable differences, two different places affect. Like my daughter, she's with her mom, who's very neat and tidy. Bedtime at 8, do your homework, bedtime at 8. And very kind, not like me, nice. You know, like, oh, don't say stupid, honey. Stupid's a bad word. That robs people of their dignity. Then she comes to my house, you know, bedtime at 8, that's stupid. And sometimes she would correct us with rules from her mom's house. Like, oh, grandma, you said stupid. My mom says the word stupid is bad. My mom says the word stupid robs people of their dignity. And then my mom has to defend her position. You know, oh, honey, stupid people don't have any dignity. They lose that when they do something stupid. Just ask your dad. Well, he knows. Living in a tent. Pup tent. Can't even stand erect in his shelter. Really, it's not a shelter. It's a tent. It's not a shelter when you can get killed in your sleep by a lawn dart. But I had a blunt mom. She was great. Very blunt. I didn't tell people I was going through this bad thing for a long time. And then finally started telling people about the embarrassing tent divorce situation. And when you tell a lot of your friends and family that you're divorced, you soon find out which of your friends and family should also probably be divorced. Based on their response, told one of my brothers, man, I'm divorced and living in a tent. He said, man, I kind of envy your freedom. Ooh, that's a bad sign. For a marriage. If you're jealous of a homeless man's freedom, that should never. If you see someone sleeping on a bench in a park at noon and you think, man, my wife would never let me do that. That lucky guy. Noon, sleeping peacefully, unmolested, whole bench to himself. Look at that. Didn't know. You can turn it around. That's the beauty of life. You can turn, life can turn around. You make some good decisions in a row, you just hold it together, and this is an amazing, true thing. This is totally true. I met my wife of 18 years while living in that tent. Isn't that amazing? Here's how. But here's how. Blind date. It's crazy, huh? Thank goodness for horrible friends. They lined her up with a homeless dude. They didn't even ask. I don't know what they told her. Well, he loves the outdoors. He's good with knots. He smells like DEET. You won't have to worry about gnats or mosquitoes on your date. We dated all summer. Well, I lived in that tent all summer, and then I know for me, things got really serious in the fall as it got colder. And then married happily since then.